Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 85. I'm your host, Jacob Ayers. Thanks so much for tuning in to yet another episode. Well, hey, today I have something special planned. I really wanted to wait until episode 100 to do this, but I'm just so excited. So here we are. Today, it's just going to be you and I. And this is a special episode where I kind of want to summarize a little bit about what we've learned to date. We've had some amazing guests on the show, talked about a lot of different strategies and tips and actionable resources. But today, I want to summarize everything we've talked about. Today, we're going to be discussing 5 steps to becoming a successful real estate investor. So we've talked about terms like financial freedom, passive income, abundance mentality, cap rates, ROI, rent to value ratios. These are all terms we've discussed on the show. They're terms that are thrown around in different real estate investing circles. But how often do we, as real estate investors, step back and ask ourselves why? Why do we concern ourselves with these terms and metrics? Real estate investing is a vehicle that can help you achieve many different goals. It's versatile, works across many different markets, and is easy to replicate. However, it's not the physical real estate that's so great. Rather, it's what real estate does for you. By now, we all know real estate investing can provide passive income, tax benefits, appreciation, and a hedge against inflation. Ultimately, your investment is backed by a physical asset which everyone on this planet needs: shelter. No matter what your goals are, I believe that real estate investing is one of the best vehicles to build a life you want. Everyone has the ability to use real estate to their advantage. The passive income can allow you to live a life where you want and how you want. This journey of real estate investing is one that everyone can start. There are just a few simple steps. Let's jump into those. Step 1. Educate yourself. I know, this isn't what you want to hear, because it's not quick. But in today's age, it is quite easy. You can read books, jump into some online forums, go to real estate meetups. There are so many great free resources available, from books to podcasts to online communities, meetups, just to name a few. Step 2, get around people who are doing what it is you want to do. Want to flip houses? Look up Jay Scott, buy his books, and read his blogs. Want to own turnkey, single-family homes for passive income? Look up Keith Weinhold, listen to his podcast, subscribe to his newsletters, and read his articles. Want to buy apartments with other people's money? Look up Vinny Chopra, Michael Blanc, Joe Fairless, or Reed Goossens. Watch what those guys are doing. Get around the people who are doing what you want. Motivational speaker Jim Rohn famously said that we are the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with. So evaluate who you spend time with. It's okay if your circle isn't exactly involved in what you are interested in, but it is a good sign that they're at least interested in improving themselves, growing, and pushing you too. Step 3. Find your niche. Identify what you're good at. Maybe you are great with numbers and love analyzing deals. Or maybe you are a great networker and can raise money from other people. Maybe you love creating systems and procedures to build businesses. Whatever it is, figure out what you're good at and what you like. Then focus on that. Once you find your strengths, you can then look for ways to work on your weaknesses. You could partner with someone who complements you well, or you can develop the skills you are lacking. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses will only help you know where and how to best spend your efforts. Step 4. Do your first deal. Whether that's buying a small single-family home, wholesaling a deal to another investor, flipping a property, or investing with a syndication on a larger deal. Your first deal may not be the most impactful, but it will be the most important. It likely won't move the needle for you, but it will get you started, and that is the biggest challenge for most people. Doing your first deal can be scary. There are countless limiting beliefs that will come into your mind. Don't worry, those are normal. If you're not doing something that makes you uncomfortable, then you're not doing enough. And step 5, use your strengths in step 3 to do another deal. This one will be smoother than the last. Then do another deal, and another, and another. Each deal will get easier with experience. You'll hit different speed bumps and learn new things along the way. Make sure to continue to push yourself. Remember, people underestimate what they can do in a decade and overestimate what they can do in a year. Those wrap up the 5 steps of becoming a successful real estate investor. Just to summarize, step 1, educate yourself. Step 2, get around people who are doing what you want to do. Step 3, find your niche. Step 4, do your first deal. And lastly, step 5, use your strengths to do another deal and another. Take a long approach with real estate investing. It's not a get-rich-quick game, no matter what anyone tells you. Be in this for the long haul. If you follow these 5 steps, you'll be well on your way to being a successful real estate investor, which is a great feat in its own. But this is just the beginning for you. As a successful real estate investor, you have the ability to change the world for the better. You'll have the time and as much passive income as you are willing to build to design a lifestyle you deserve. So what will you do with this freedom? This freedom is the ultimate goal, the freedom to do whatever in this life you want. This freedom should feed into your reasons why. And lastly, remember, if you don't quit, you can never fail. So with that, I encourage you, get started investing in real estate sooner rather than later. It will be a challenging journey, one with many ups and downs, but in the end, it will be a rewarding one for you. That wraps up this one-on-one with just you and I. I hope you're getting value from this show. If so, please leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. As always, if you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific on this show, reach out to me. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com. We have some great upcoming guests that I'm excited to share interviews with, so stay in touch, stay tuned. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.